The girls are safe and sound, Teddy said. You recognized her right away, didn't you? Yeah. I knew who he meant. The moment I'd seen Whistler in the lobby, I'd recognized her. Though we'd never met before, I'd come across her yearbook picture during my research. Even though she was considerably older now, her features were unmistakable. But you didn't know who she was until today. No. How could I have guessed before today that our insider was actually Sasha, Brandon Lockman's childhood best friend and obsessive leader of the cult-like Devoted? But you still gave her the boy. Why? Wait. You thought she really woke up. Teddy's voice was thick with southern sarcasm, his words dripping with it. Well, he chuckled. I thought you'd see through it. I thought you'd figure out we only let Sasha believe she'd been in an accident. Programmed her to think she woke up, when she was really doing exactly what we wanted her to do. Get Ether back. I was a fool. Once again, my trying to help was going to get innocent people hurt. No, not this time. I couldn't let it happen again. Yes, he said. But, more importantly, bring you here. Why? To kill me? We have never intentionally taken a life. Did you know that, almost without exception, intentionally killing someone bars you from the use of magic for the length of your natural life? So that's the point of Sweeper, Wanderer? You don't kill people, you just destroy them? I see Ether's been going through my things, he said. The point of all of this is to understand why, which is what no one knows, and what we must learn at any cost. You have no idea the lengths we are willing to go. Do you know Wanderer was my son? It was a gut punch. Who would willingly subject their own child to all of this? What kind of man, what kind of monster would do such a thing? I don't care, I said. You're not taking another person's life away. Why do you think we're here? You're trying to buy time until the reboot ends. Martin, Sasha is already shutting the reboot down as we speak. You are here because you are special. He was stalling. He had to be. But Teddy didn't know me at all. Flattery wasn't going to get him anywhere. You are the rarest of adepts, he continued. I'm not magic. No? Haven't the Mountaineers ever wondered why we couldn't just knock on your apartment door or pick you up on the street? The protective token Dr. Brightwell gave me. I didn't cast that charm. It was a gift to me. Have you never wondered why you have found yourself circling all manner of magic most of your adult life? It's because you are what we call a well.